Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Johnny, and I'm a reserve leader in this house. And recently, I came back from a week-long missions trip to Nepal, and I'll be sharing our field report and my missions testimony with you today. So I'll start first with the field report. From January 30th to February 6th, our team of 10 ministered with love and power in the nation of Nepal. Our diverse crew had more Malaysians than Korean Americans, representing a new dispensation, New Philly's missions ministry. Our members were from Hongdae and 81 campuses, in addition to a son from afar from Vietnam and another from Canada. We were honored to work with Pastor BP Kanal, our local contact through Native Partners for World Missions. We sold into his ministries both in the capital city of Kathmandu and also in the more remote southern region of Fatalda. We had two services in Kathmandu at the Lord's Assembly Church, and where we released encouragement and a fresh feeling of the Holy Spirit over the youth who are often the only ones in their school who follow Christ. We also ministered at a new Native missionary training center in Hatauda, which was prayed and labored into existence by Uncle BP and the first New Philly Nepal missions team in 2012. What was once an empty plot of land on our previous trip is now a landmark of living stones and a growing Christian community. Praise the Lord. The highlight of our ministry, though, were our two youth revival services. Our ministry time in Sarlahi was marked but with the fire of God as many fell under the weight of his glory, and several also spontaneously received the gift of tongues as they were baptized by the Holy Spirit and with fire. During our last service in Atalda, God was releasing deep inner healing and equipping his children to rise up as mighty warriors and intercessors. And we were able to see the fruit of what was sown in by this previous Nepal missions team as well, as the youth in attendance came from churches who first experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at a New Philly Revival service 3 years prior. This time around, many were being permanently set apart by his glory as 31 youth responded to a full-time ministry call. In a nation where less than 1% profess Christ as their Lord and Savior, it was an immense humor to seal God's work over these future ministers. Over the course of 1 week, we were able to minister to a total 406 people and 27 local pastors. And to top it all off, we adopted a puppy. We named her Philly, and to be a guard dog for one of the local churches, and we attended a Nepali wedding, as you see on the video, and danced the night away, celebrating what God is doing in Nepal. Thank you so much for all your praise and support in making this trip possible. It was a blessed and amazing time. I will now be sharing my personal testimony. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19 read, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So this was my first time going on missions in my entire life. In the beginning, I was hesitant to sign up because I wanted to rest at home in Malaysia with my friends and family before school started in March. But I also knew I wanted to experience the joy and satisfaction that only comes from going on missions. I would always hear great testimonies from people who came back from mission field, talking about how God exceeded their expectations through signs and wonders and miracles. And I wanted to experience that for myself. So I handed in my application, not knowing to which country I would be sent. But when the team assignments were made, I was excited to be on Team Nepal, with Jay Hee as our team leader and Pastor Joel as our team preacher. Immediately, I knew this team was going somewhere. Somewhere. And indeed, God moved, and here I am today standing in front of you to testify of how the Lord is moving in Nepal, but especially how he moved in my heart. If I were to sum up my own personal missions experience in two words, they would be redemption and humility. Redemption. Right after the team announcements were made at missions training, I heard a lot of stories about the tough physical conditions for the previous Nepal team 3 years ago. So there have been energy strikes across the country. So it was very difficult to access hot water and heat during the Himalayan winter. Some people said it was the most physically challenging missions trip to date. So I was a little bit concerned. However, by the time our team arrived at our hotel in Kathmandu, I was asking myself, are we on vacation? Man, we had everything we needed, including a hot water supply, 24-hour electricity supply, and an indoor heating. It was splendid. For our second ministry location in Hatalda, through the connections of a Nepali Christian film director, we were able to stay in a resort above a lake. Wow. Our team leader, Jehi, kept on emphasizing God's redemption and hand of blessings upon our trip. She had been on the previous Nepal team 3 years ago and actually got quite sick from the cold conditions. So this time around, we were fully able to minister to the local people every single day because we had comfortable rest every single night. There were no energy strikes, even though there was a threat of political strikes affecting our ministry schedule. The team rose up in prayer and there was no problem at all. The previous Nepal team broke the ground and this year's team was able to walk out in God's redemption. Praise the Lord. In addition to my redemption, the Lord was emphasizing the theme of humility. I was so humbled and challenged by hearing the stories of the local pastors and the price they pay for the sake of the gospel. And on this trip, I had the privilege of getting to know Uncle BP, our local contact through Native Partners for World Missions. I sat beside him on an 8-hour van ride from Kathmandu and Tauda and the same journey back. During this long journey, Uncle BP shared about his heart for Nepal, and the more he shared, the more I felt convicted. He shared his powerful personal testimony of being raised up in a strong Hindu Brahmin family. The Brahmins are the highest Hindu caste, set apart in the religion to become priests. Uncle BP was receiving Hindu priesthood training across Nepal and India. Then he rebelled and started to become very involved in the Nepali communist movement, rejecting all religions and fighting truth only in social justice. But one day, Uncle BP came across a Bible and ended up reading it from cover to cover. The word of God came alive to him, and he couldn't put it down. Uncle BP then set out on a mission to learn more about the God of this Bible. And over the next few years, this nation, where less than 1% of our believers, God miraculously sent specific people to Uncle BP to disciple him and answer all his questions about Christianity. God chose Uncle BP and pursued him so powerfully. And step by step, this man who was so far from the Lord ended up being redeemed by Jesus. And even today, despite very serious persecution, Uncle BP continues to serve the Lord faithfully. I sat there amazed by God's plan and how he could completely transform a life for his glory. And I wonder how many potential Uncle BPs were in this nation. Sorry. I then realized that I had not been very intentional with my heart for Nepal. My mindset for this mission trip was for short-term goals. I thought, we'll go there and preach the good news, set the captives free, bind up the brokenhearted, and we'll come back and testify. That's all we'll do. But God's plans are so much bigger. He loves his children so much more. Our team had been trained up powerfully and were ministering powerfully. But ultimately, we were just one part of God's more powerful plan. On the fourth day of our trip, we were at Native Missionary Training Center in Atala, a city south of Kathmandu, meeting with six local pastors. As they were sharing the stories about their church ministries, something began to stir within me. One of the pastors shared about his encounter with the Lord. His wife was dying of a disease, and he tried many different solutions to try to save her life. But one day, he came across a Christian gospel tract. He prayed that if the God of his faith was real, for this God to heal his wife. And God did. Ever since that day, this man has lived his life completely for Jesus. This was a powerful testimony. And you may have heard others like it. But one thing I realized that this man took the encounter seriously. I remember I had a similar encounter too when I was little. I nearly died because of a transverse sigmoid colon knot. It's an intestinal disease. I asked my mom to pray to God that he would save me. And God did miraculously heal me. Maybe I was too little to take this encounter seriously, but I realized I had never really lived my life for Jesus since then. That is, until I came to New Philly. But at that moment, I was humble because I realized God's faithfulness in my own life. Hearing the testimonies of the native pastors challenged me to expand my capacity for greater maturity in my Christian walk. God has demonstrated his faithfulness to me, and now I was challenged to walk out in a greater faithfulness in him. The word of God tells us so much about humility. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Humility is a fear of the Lord. It's wages of riches and honor in life. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And there are many more verses that point to a life of humility and honor. What if God asks you to do something? Will there be anything too small that he can ask you to do? Sounds familiar. Quoted from Pastor Christian. In my eyes, the native pastors I met in Nepal are true heroes in God's kingdom. The fact that they are willing to put aside their dreams and surrender their lives and pursue God's heart, and that amazed me and inspired me. Many of them are attacked for their faith. Many are disowned by their families. And some of the pastors face life and death situations while they are doing ministry work in unreached regions. But God has always faithfully prospered them in their ministries. They live a very simple life on earth. But in heaven, I believe they are very highly honored. Just as Jesus laid down his life for us, they too are doing the same for Nepal. After hearing their life testimonies and about their ministries, God widened my perspective on kingdom work. It's all about humility. It's never about titles or fame or public recognition. Mark 10 verse 45 reads, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In all honesty, I will never be the same person again ever since coming back from missions. This trip has changed the way I live for Christ, and there's so much joy in me, and I can't contain it anymore. My heart is so excited to live out each day, remembering his goodness and blessings in my life, and in the life of those we were able to meet in Nepal. I'm very excited for my next missions trip. If I had not been able to go on missions, my perspective on kingdom work would have been very narrow and selfish. But through this trip, God has shown me his huge heart for his people and for the nations. So thank you so much for covering our team with your prayer, fasting, and financial support. We are honored to have been sent by you, and we are honored to have partnered with God for the expansion of his kingdom. Thank you, and God bless you.